time following these teams here from Sandpoint and King Cove. And here's the culmination of the second day of the Crowley Classic. Sandpoint playing their second game of the day against the host Rams. And let's see if they saved it all up for the big one right now. Can they upset the Rams and everybody go 1-1 in this bracket? Well, we'll start out with a three-pointer. Hop out from Edmund Cumberledge. And Cumberledge gets Sandpoint on the board with the first shot right off the tap. 3-0 here to start as it's Blake Drover. Oh, he was tremendous last year in the overtime game with Sandpoint. I think it was a double overtime, and as Drover hits the two-pointer in the lane. So Cumberledge starts with a three, and he'll bring it into the forecourt. Here's Gullivan, wide open, tries a three, is off the mark there. As back comes Drover in the lane, travels with it. Stepping over to get there was Webster and helped kind of create that not happen for Drover. As the Sandpoint boys see what they can do here. Gullivan, he's down low, wants to get the ball inside to Webster or take the shot and couldn't come up with anything. Big bad Will Snyder on the baseline there created the turnover. Here's Snyder with it, guarded by Webster. Snyder's a big guy. He's a senior. And with the beard and the size and everything, he looks like he might have a kid on the team. Well, he's not that old looking, but still, he's a real nice kid, too. You can tell he's a fun-loving one. And here's Parker Larson. Loses it, gets it back to Gullivan, and Gullivan shows Snyder the ball, then goes baseline, can't get it, and it'll stay. Sandpoint basketball. Good start for Sandpoint, very aggressive offensively. As it comes into Cumberledge, he'll try it again. This three won't go, but Parker Larson with the rebound. Puts it up and in! Larson, two-pointer, makes it 5-2 in favor of the Eagles. Early here in the first quarter, first 2 minutes coming up. As we're at 6:05 to go here in the first. Snyder high over the top to Hooten. Inside, looking for Snyder, set up in there, loses the dribble. Now it goes back to Drover as he couldn't do anything with it. Carl Smith right there to defend the shot, and he does defend this drive by Snyder. Blocks his shot and gets it himself. Smith back to Cumberledge, and Edmund keeping the dribble, drives inside, now out to Goldman. Over to Webster, three-pointer on the way for Webster. Long two it was. Webster pops it in. And that makes it 7-2. Sandpoint jumped on top here early. 5:30 to go here in the first quarter as Drover out to Dalton Kennard. His shot won't go. And the rebound will go to Carl Smith, to Cumberledge, to Gullivan on the wing. Now back to Cumberledge. They give him space, and Snyder says, I don't think he can make that, and misses a shot. Rebound tapped away, Drover into the lane, puts it up and in for two. Drover makes it a 7-4 game at the 5-minute mark. As Webster will come back the other way for Sandpoint. Webster will try a long three. He rattles it home. Anthony Webster, three-pointer from about 5 feet back. And for Sioux Valley, Drover will bring it into forecourt to Hooten. His shot is off the mark. Webster lets it go out of bounds as he blocks off Dalton Kennard, headed to the basketball. Drover, a senior, along with Snyder and Hooten. And then the junior, Daniel Kehoe, he brings some size. Kennard also. And here's Webster in the lane, leaves it a little short. And Snyder with the rebound. Comes back to Drover now as the Eagles reset the defense. Down low on the baseline, there's Drover, gets it inside to Kehoe, and he gets two. 10-6 score now with 4:03 to go in the first. Cumberledge walks it up, gets the screen from Webster, goes over to Gullivan. Now Gullivan, long three, got it! Stephen Gullivan with the three from, again, 4 or 5 feet back. As Snyder has to give him room, he'll drive on him. But Gullivan will take that three any day. So Sandpoint hitting the basketball, hitting those shots here early. as Grover, nice drive, and flips over, comes up rolling. And Grover with another bucket there, keeping Sioux Valley close. 13-8, Carl Smith with it. Daniel Kehoe backs off, and then Smith hits the three. Sioux Valley stunned by the three-point shooting of the Eagles right now, but this is what they've been missing the last couple of games. And to see Smith hit a three, that's his first in quite a while. As Snyder loses a handle on it with help from Larson, rebound comes off, and there's going to be a foul called. I think it's going to be Sioux Valley basketball, and I think it might be on Cumberledge. It is. Snyder will come out for Cy Jolly. So Putin will inbound it. As the ball comes into Kehoe, has the look inside, and Gullivan with the rebound between two rounds. Cumberledge tosses it up court. Got it out to Webster. Webster trying to go into the lane, not there. Parker Larson with it up high now to Carl Smith. His three-pointer won't work as Kehoe comes out on him and gets a long rebound. Now back to Kehoe. Wants to put it on the floor. Can't. Larson there to help. Here is the foul call on Carl Smith. Are they going to say two shots for for Dalton Pinard? And Pinard at the line hits the first one. So Pinard with one more, 16-9 score here, 2:27 to go first quarter, as Pinard will have one more. Pinard's second shot rattles around, won't go down. Rebound comes off. On the floor they go. And a shot by Jolly. A foul on the shot, and he'll go to the line for two more. This one on Cumberledge. Two fouls on Edmund here to start out. Three team fouls, and Cumberledge with two of them. He fouled out in the first game today. He's got to watch it. They need him on the floor. As Cumberledge does such a nice job distributing the basketball. And at the line, Jolly's second shot on the way. This one won't go. Rebound by Drover, and another foul. This one going to go on Webster. Wow, it fouls on three straight shots here, giving them two shots at a whack. And another one good for now Blake Drover, as Drover will get one more, 16-11. Free throws keep coming for the Rams. This one misses, and Webster definitely has the rebound this time. So Sandpoint weathers the storm at the other end. As there's Webster into the lane. He's fouled by Dalton Pinard. That's the first foul on Sioux Valley, four on Sandpoint already. And Webster at the line, good on the first one. 17-11 score, 2:09 to go here in the first quarter. Webster, one more coming up. Anthony's shot on the way, and also good. 2-for-2 from the line, a 7-point lead for Sandpoint. 18-11 with the 2-minute mark approaching. Pinard goes down to Jolly on the baseline. Jolly's shot is good. Comes into Carl Smith now. At the half-court line, he goes over to Parker Larson. Dalton Pinard doesn't get back, and Larson buries the three, 21-13. As Pinard takes the pass from Drover, now he'll slide inside, looking for Jolly on the baseline, back to Kehoe. Edmund picks up Drover now as Kehoe bails out to Hooten, and back over to Drover on the baseline, pulls up, shot in and out. Rebound good for Cy Kelly. 21-15 score, 1:18 on the clock here. First quarter winding down as the high pass, Smith catches, Smith shoots, but Grover with the rebound. Grover will carry it across, now down low to Jolly, and a block shot there by Carl Smith. Perfectly done. Smith is so good at blocking. As here's Smith out to Parker and Larson. They get it off to Gullivan, and then that ball knocked out off of Webster, they say. A 21-15 score with 40 seconds on the clock. And this ball nearly on the sideline there. Inside it goes to Jolly, though. And Smith with another block and the rebound. Comes over to Webster. Webster thinks about it. Carl sets the screen for him. It goes out to Parker. Larson's shot is partially touched there. Kehoe comes away with it. Ahead to Grover. Grover's got Cumberledge in front of him and misses a shot there. Jolly gets one try, two tries, and now Cumberledge with the rebound. Cumberledge brings it up with just a second to go. He'll fire, but nothing there as Grover gets just a piece of it. That's the end of one quarter, and as Sandpoint jumps all over Sioux Valley, they lead by 6, 21-15. You're listening to All the Action on KSBP. Back for the second quarter in 60 seconds.
Sandpoint can hold on to this all the way through the game. That would be amazing. They come out hot so often, and hopefully they can hang on into it. Let's say thanks to our sponsors really quick. Thank you so much for tuning in here on KSDP.
The programming that you're listening to has been sponsored by the Aleutians Eastboro. Also, thank you to the city of Sandpoint, to the Shoemaking Corporation, Precision Airlines in Sandpoint, and Island Marine Surveyors. Also, a thank you for the sponsorship of Sandpoint Generating, the Shoemaking Corporation, Tel Alaska, and also thank you to the city of King Cove and the King Cove Corporation. Thank you to the Newton family and Alan Letty's Car Rental in Cold Bay, to the Barefoot Inn and Aleutian Services in Cold Bay, and finally, thank you to the Peter Pan Corporation for their support of KSDP.
And of course, our biggest thank is to you, the listener, for tuning in. We're going live now for second quarter action at the Crawley Classic. Sandpoint up by 6 against the Sioux Valley Rams.
And it's the Rams with the basketball to start the second quarter. Down by 6, they are 21-15 to this Sandpoint club. Playing their second game of the day and here against the host in the nightcap. With about 6 hours rest, they're back at it. As Drover works it around the outside to Pinard. Inside, Jolly hands off to Kehoe for two. I'll tell you what, Cy Jolly doesn't start, but I've seen him, this kid play now as Kehoe with the bucket. But Jolly is outstanding. And here's a steal by Drover. As Drover will take it to the hole for two. Here's Webster with it. Webster keeps his dribble, gets a screen from Cumberledge. Now wheels inside, tries to go to the hoop with it, and just loses out of bounds. 21-19 score. Two quick buckets here. Kehoe on a little runner from Jolly with a nifty pass. And then the steal and bucket by Drover, a chance to tie here for the Rams. Good jump start by Sandpoint as they go inside to Kehoe. He's got it. So we're tied at 21. A little pressure in the backcourt. Webster gets it across to Parker and sticks it right there. Held ball. This should belong then to Sandpoint. It'll be Webster to inbound it and does so to Cumberledge. So a chance for Sandpoint to break the tie. Here's Grover with a steal. We'll take it coast to coast for two. Grover is just a dangerous player out there. He just gives that extra 10%, it seems like, as Gullivan goes behind the back, pulls up at the free throw line, rolls it in, and ties it up at 23. 6.5 minutes to go in the first half. There is Bernard with it. High over the top to Ronell out there. Newton holds on to it. Blake Grover. Blake has Cumberledge on him. Down to Kehoe as Larson gets a hand on it, but out it comes to Bernard. Now to Drover in the lane. The kick out to Bernard again. Back to Drover. Thinks about it. Back to Bernard, and three for Bernard. It's going to be a push on Gullivan. As he pushed Cy Jolly underneath to get position, so Gullivan picks up his first, team's fifth. And inbounding will be Bernard as Kehoe flips it over to Drover. Picked up way out front. Snyder comes back in. Now to Kehoe over or down low to Jolly, and underneath Jolly gets the two-pointer as his pass is knocked down by Webster, but right back to him, and he puts it in off the glass. There's Cumberledge at the half-court line. Grabbed there by Dalton Bernard. And a 25-23 score, the home team on top by two. 21-15 at the end of one quarter, and now with 5:22 to go, Sioux Valley on top as Webster takes the extra step trying to get free of the double team. And while he made the shot, it was after the travel. Here is Drover with it. Hands off in there to Kehoe. Now he'll give it back to Snyder. And they'll reset things. Kehoe at the high post. Goes to Snyder. Puts it on the floor. Goes around one defender. Down to Kehoe it goes. Tries to put it up. Can't get it. And the foul is going to be called. I think it's going to go on Gullivan on the grab. Let's see. That'll be on Carl Smith. So Carl Smith picks up the foul. That'll be his second, team six. This is a tough matchup for Sandpoint, especially coming off a game earlier today. And Kehoe, a talented junior inside, he's a tough matchup for Carl. He's very active offensively, and he gets one of two. 26-23 score with 4:57 to go in the first half. Again, pressure in the backcourt has helped out the Rams as they got some turnovers from it. This time, Gullivan beats it. Steven to Cumberledge. Down low, there's Webster. Webster shot dropped in. And there's two of them back, 26-25, 4:40 on the clock. Sandpoint down by one. There's Drover to Snyder, right side. They try to go into Kehoe at the high post. Nearly stolen there by Parker Larson. Three-pointer on the way. Good for Bernard. And a foul called on Sandpoint after the shot. Steve Gullivan picks up his second. And already 17 fouls here with 4:28 to go in the first half. It'll be Cy Jolly to shoot 1-1. 29-25, and a chance for the four-point play here. Cy at the line. Left-hand shot goes up and in. He gets one more. Jolly, such a valuable player to this team, too. And as a junior, he played minutes as a freshman even, too. He's just a real smart kid on the floor. Gets in the right place at the right time. Good hustler. Shot puts this one up. Also good for two from the line. Here's a steal by Drover. Inside gets the bucket. And so, again, the press for Sioux Valley really taking the team out of Sandpoint. Good first quarter. As they get turnover, and now lead, Sioux Valley does, 33-25 with 4:20 to go in the first, and a timeout quickly for Coach Brandon Smith as he checks out. As he checks out the I'm lost there. Anyway, 33-25 to score. A couple other things going on, and I think I gave the right sign language. It was all PG, of course. 4:20 on the clock here in the first half, and Sioux Valley at 33, standpoint at 25. The boys have got to get around this press that's happening for Sioux Valley down there. It's turning into points for them and turnovers and flustering standpoint. And Coach Brandon says, here's how we beat it. You guys remember? Okay. We go like this. Pass long to Larson, and then trying to go across court to Carl Smith and picked off by Drover. Now at the high post. Kehoe has it. Back to Drover. Drover pulls up. Fall away. Good. Blake Drover is just a man on fire out there. As he does so much for this team. Here's Gullivan with it. Gullivan keeps the dribble. Now goes over to Parker Larson. Down low on the baseline. Here's Smith. Three-pointer. Comes up short. Ball tipped out. And it will be 10-point basketball. Hey. 35-25 score, 10-point lead. There's Cumberledge with it. Comes into the lane. Kick ball by Sioux Valley. And 3:42 on the clock, 10-point. With a chance here. Comes into Carl Smith. And now to Cumberledge. And to Parker Larson in the lane. Ball tipped around. And ahead it goes to Pennard. It'll be Sandpoint basketball. As Cumberledge looking to get it in, does so to Carl Smith, back to Edmond. Not good position there as Edmond trying to have to throw over the top, and steal as Edmond goes down hard. Sike Jolly hit him, twisting in for that layup. And Jolly makes it 37-25, 3:18 on the clock. And this will be the ball in to Cumberledge, tripped up there. As Cumberledge will inbound it here. Three team fouls now on Sioux Valley, a 37-25 game with 3:13 to go here in the first half. Cumberledge keeps the dribble. Now over to Parker. Larson on the baseline. Drover with the hold. And Gullivan will inbound it. He comes into Cumberledge, back to Parker. Parker hands off to Edmond, and he'll bring it up top. Edmond has Larson out on the wing. Larson's three in and out. As Ronell Hutton with it. There's the three-point shot by Drover, and that misses. Rebound to Gullivan. Gullivan has Larson. Back to Gullivan. Three-pointer on the way for him. This one misses. And Larson, trying to get the rebound, ends up on the floor as Gullivan will get the foul called. Boy, Larson took a hit there, too, trying to get the rebound. No call on that one. And Gullivan, I think in frustration, just grabs for a jump ball. If we're playing like that, I can just grab from around the back. And that's one and one then for Bernard. And the third foul on Gullivan, but Larson had a bead on that rebound and got bodied out of there pretty hard by Drover, but no call. At the line, Bernard's first shot good. And so this game now at 38-25, Sioux Valley turning it right around, 22-4 in this quarter so far. And this is on the second one. Over the back there is Edmund had some inside position. Gullivan stripped the ball, but they still end up with it. Comes out to Hooten and out to Blake Drover. Drover inside to Cy Jolly, and Jolly trying to get the shot up doesn't. Drover will take it outside again. Three seconds on Sioux Valley. A timeout for Coach Brandon Smith, not a bad one. Good time to talk things over here as the Eagles jump out to a quick start, but right now down by 13, 38-25 with 2:05 to go here in the first half. And foul trouble as well as just trouble getting used to this press and being able to beat their press, coming up against that press has really hurt them. And usually they can cover that, but it's been a very physical first half and physical press as the nature of the double teams and then squeezing down on Cumberledge and Gullivan and Larson as they bring the ball up court. Carl Smith has not had a lot of touches either. And here's the pass knocked down as inside there's a two-pointer for Drover. Comes into Smith as Smith brings it across this time, keeps the dribble. Now high over the top goes to Parker. Larson's three won't work, and we call it Sioux Valley basketball. 40-25 score, 1:46 on the clock in the first half. As this is Drover inside looking for Kehoe. Now down low, Hutton goes back to Drover, spins inside, puts up the shot, and got it. Man, that Blake Drover. He is just a man on fire here at the home gym, that's for sure. And here is the ball tipped out by Sioux Valley as Gullivan in the double team there. Barely able to move. So, no, it was off of the Eagles. Drover will inbound. Now out in the corner there as they try to go down inside the side. Jolly blocked there by Smith, and Cumberledge comes away with it. Switches hands. He'll bring it up fast to Larson. Back to Cumberledge. Here's Webster with it. Webster still got it. Keeps the dribble. Now tries one. This one won't go. It's one and done for the Eagles here at a 42-25 score, 47 seconds on the clock. They got to come up with something. And here's a steal by Gullivan. Gets it ahead to Larson. Spins around and foul on Drover. And Blake Drover picks up the foul. Two shots for Larson. Second shot on Drover, or second foul on Drover. And Parker at the line, first one good. Sophomore has one more. In comes C.J. Goodman, a sophomore for the Rams. So Kehoe will inbound, 42-27, first points in a while for the Eagles here with 35 seconds on the clock. Time winding down here in the first half. Edmund comes up. No fouls at this point. Want to stay clean and see if we can get a turnover. Here's Kehoe, pushes off Edmund, and The ball's good for Hooten. Hooten gets two there. Manny Crone in now, too, for the Eagles. And here's Carl Smith, three-pointer. This one doesn't go. The rebound comes off to Cy Jolly. 4 seconds on the clock. The long three, not there. Cumberledge, the rebound. And the Eagles find that first quarter disappear under an onslaught by the Rams. The score at the half right now, 44 for the Rams, 27 for the Eagles. We'll be back in 60 seconds. We'll give you the stats and more here at halftime, the final game of the second day of the Crowley Classic. Sandpoint, 27, Sioux Valley, 44. Back in 60 seconds right here on KSTP.
You're tuned in to KSTP. This is the Crawley Classic, the final stage of the 2019 road trip. Thanks for tuning in. We're so glad that you're with us. It's been an amazing series of games for King Cove and Sandpoint. They've all done wonderful. Let's say thanks to a few sponsors, and then we'll come back for the halftime analysis in just a few seconds. KSTP is generously supported by Precision Airways in Sandpoint, Alaska, offering chartered air services throughout the Aleutians Eastboro and beyond. For more information on charters and prices, Theo is available at 907-989-4080. Precision Airways is a proud sponsor of KSDP.
The Alaska Commercial Company in Sandpoint, proud underwriters of high school basketball on KSDP, say with the season in full swing, let's do all we can to encourage our teams. And this may be your team's most successful campaign yet. This message brought to you courtesy of the Alaska Commercial Company in Sandpoint, a community-minded organization with the commitment to the advancement of our young people.
Well, halftime here at Sioux Valley's gymnasium. The host came alive in the second quarter. Wake the Beast was the cry from the bench over here for the Sioux Valley Rams, and boy, did they awaken. They came out with a press, they got the turnovers going, and all of a sudden, it was an onslaught by the Rams as they take out that 6-point hard-earned lead built by Sandpoint after one quarter, 21-15. They looked good there. The press took control in that second quarter, and they never did get it solved. Game got physical, too. But the foul calls, for the most part, went against Sandpoint there, and there weren't that many called, period, as there was some pretty heavy contact in there. And the physical game, I think, favored the Rams, as our boys, after 2 weeks on the road here, kind of tired and a little beat up, and they just don't need more of that. But, basketball is a physical sport, and that's what happened. For Sioux Valley, a 28-6 second quarter. That's right, 28-6 in that second quarter. And leading the onslaught, Blake Drover, their senior, 16 points overall. He had 7 in the first quarter to go with 9 in the second, but he's just a man of fire out there with turnovers, big plays, tip passes, passes to the right guy, and of course his drives to the basket. He had 2 solo steals and baskets in that second quarter, the senior did. He's a tough kid. I really admire, I like him, plays hard. But Cy Jolly, another one, in double figures with 11. Can't say enough about that young fella, as he also just right place at the right time all the time, looking for that spot. He reminds me of an Elena Mack type person. When you think about Elena always being in a position to score or distribute, and that's the way Jolly is. He doesn't handle the ball that much, but he just gets in places where people find him open, and then he does stuff with it. So he has 11 to lead the way for the Rams. 6 for Quint Kennard and 7 for the big kid inside, Daniel Kehoe. So that's pretty much a scoring there. On the other side for Sandpoint, the Eagles, I still say Carl Smith isn't maybe a three-quarter or somewhere around there. He's not 100%. I've just seen him better there. I know he got hurt on this trip, and I don't think he's come back from that hurt yet. The banged up knee, when he hit the knee to the floor in the Nilchik, and he just hasn't been the same. Don't see the same spring, the ability to drive and the stopping. So I just hope, the young man able to get better on that. And 2 weeks of games is gonna be tough on you. Smith with the 3-pointer though in the first quarter. And some good defense in there, some block shots, but they're working hard. The kids are. Cumberledge also getting things started with a 3 to start the game. And that kind of shocked Sioux Valley. And from there, Sam Point took them by surprise, led at the end of one, but could not sustain that through the second. We still got 2 quarters to play, though, and Sioux Valley is going to be coming out with the confidence, that's for sure, leading 44-27. We'll see what happens, though. As we look over the scoring, Smith had the 3, so did Cumberledge. Then 5 points for Steve Gallivan. And with 7, Parker Larson leading the way, 9 for Anthony Webster, the senior for the Eagles. So we're going to be back, second half action, 4.5 minutes away. It's the Eagles at 27 and Sioux Valley at 44. 16 minutes of basketball remain. Let's cheer them on. And cheer on your sponsors as well. All the action right here on KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint.
We'll be back in about 5. Here's a couple songs. The new one by Young the Giant and Imagine Dragons. Second half coming up in about 5 minutes, so don't go far. We're going to break in now. It's time for second half action at the Crawley Classic. See if Sandpoint can come back. They're down by a handful against the Sioux Valley Rams.
And in the first play here of the second half, there's going to be a held ball. It'll belong to Sandpoint now as possession arrow favors the Eagles. Let's see what they can do in this third quarter. They're going to have to chip away here against the Sioux Valley team, and let's see if the press is still going to be on, which here's a tip pass, and Keogh ends up with it for Sioux Valley. So a defensive, good defensive play, and then a turnover. And here is Drover. Down low to Snyder. Larson was pinned by the big guy. And Snyder gets the easy 2 on the pass from Drover. Smith had to go out on him, too, because he can shoot from there or pass like he did. There is Webster with it. Where to go goes to Cumberledge now to help out, as Webster will try the 3. This one is off Hadrecki. Gets it back to Carl Smith, and Hadrecki on the baseline trying to find Webster across the way. But out of bounds, it goes. Drover will bring it up for the Rams. Has Cumberledge up there to pick him up.
Not all the way through, Blake. Basket top. All the way.
Now up to Snyder. Snyder steps through there, and the rebound off the miss, taken down by Kehoe. Goes over to Pinard. He's picked up by Hadrecki. Now up to Blake Drover. Drover drives inside, pulls up. The shot won't go. There is Larson with the rebound. Ahead it comes to Webster. Webster keeps it on the right side. Now has the screen from Hadrecki. Gets free, and the shot won't go for him. Has a good open look for Anthony. Yeah, he didn't have much in the second quarter open looks, but got a couple of buckets. He got most of his points in that first quarter as they jump out to a 21-15 lead. Here's the pass there taken away as Drover steals it right back. And gets his own rebound, puts it in off the glass. Sandpoint just looking a tad slow there. And I think you look at that 2-week road trip, and I'm going to give some of that to kids getting a little tired here. Here's the long shot there by Smith. And Hadrecki knocks it 3, gets it to Webster. Webster's shot won't go. Cumberledge comes flying in to get the offensive rebound with Will Snyder. And the held ball, it'll be Sioux Valley basketball. Golovin will check in for Jason. As Drover.
Go, get that ball, get that ball.
Go to Ronell. Cumberledge comes up on him tight. as they go to Kehoe at the high post. Back it goes to Pinard. Now to Snyder. Here's Drover. Free throw line jumper. Misses there, and Edmund with the rebound. Cumberledge brings it up on the dribble. Got Pinard picking him up. Goes to Parker. Down in the corner. Larson's three. Good. Parker Larson starts the scoring there with a three-pointer. 48 to 30. 4:42 to go in the third quarter. And here's Drover with it. Finds Pinard out on the wing, and Cumberledge comes over. Snyder at the high post. Now the shot there by Rennell, and Smith guides it into the hands of Gullivan. Dangerous pass over the top of Kehoe. Smith out in the open there. Three-pointer good for Carl Smith. So back-to-back three-pointers. Cuts it down to 15 at 48-33. Coming up the halfway mark of the third quarter. And the boys trying to chip away. Here's Kehoe down low. Gets the shot off the glass. Good for two as Carl Smith. Good defense on him, but Kehoe uses the glass well and puts the mark on the shot, gets it over the outstretched arms of Carl Smith. Smith will pull up. Three-pointer straight away. Good for Smith. Back-to-back threes. First time in a while for Carl Smith. 50-35, 36. Here is Snyder in the lane. His shot rattles around and out, and Smith with the rebound. 3:34 on the clock. Cumberledge brings it across. Gets a screen from Webster, pulls up, he'll try it, he's got to. Cumberledge with a two-pointer, makes it 50-38. 3:22 on the clock, third quarter. They're picking him up piece by piece here. As here is Pinard to Drover. Drover steps through, blocked there by Carl Smith. Gullivan picks it up, and here comes Carl on the dribble. He's drawn defenders, pulls up. Three won't go. Gets his own rebound. Now to Webster. Webster gets two. And a 50-40 score. Timeout for Sioux Valley. So Brandon settles them down at halftime and says, pick away, guys. We got to pick away. The press has not come back from Sioux Valley, but be prepared when it does. I'm sure that the boys have talked it over. And Sandpoint back in the ballgame, down by 10. 2:56 on the clock here. Lots of time to go. 3 minutes here in the third. And the whole fourth quarter coming up. It's a long ways to the end here in this one. So Sandpoint putting the pressure on. And Sioux Valley losing the momentum they had coming out in the first moments of this third quarter. Smith looking good on those last couple of shots. As it'll be Rams basketball. Here comes Drover to Newton as he comes back to Blake up top. Now Kehoe takes the top side. Parker's got him over to Drover on the wing. Back to Pinard as they work it to the weak side. Kehoe wants to set up inside. Ty Jolly in there now as Kehoe gets the down screen and count the basket. The foul will be called on Carl Smith. Boy, you could just see that one happen when Cy Jolly came over, and I thought, oh, there's going to be an offside screen, and there sure was. Kehoe gets an easy two and one. Foul was Carl's third. 52-40 score, and good on the three-point play try. Comes into Cumberledge. Now over to Gullivan. Gullivan to Larson, and Larson called for travel, even though Newton over there used the body, I think, to cause the travel. 53-40, 2:25 on the clock here in the third quarter. As here's Pinard, goes to Newton. Cumberledge stops his progress there, down to Kehoe, back out. Pinard in the lane, tries the shot there. Rebound to Jolly, and count the basket. As the foul, I think, Gullivan from behind, but it might be Carl Smith on top. Let's see. It is on Smith again, his fourth. So Carl Smith picks up number four with 2 minutes to go here. They cut the lead to 50-40. And a five-point run here by Sioux Valley out of the timeout, plus two fouls on Carl Smith. Might be a six-point run. Kehoe and Smith get in the lane. So they'll try it again, Jolly, with that shot foot style. And the rebound comes off. Cumberledge with it. Cumberledge for Sandpoint. Brings it up top. Gets a screen from Webster. Now he'll set it up to Gullivan. Top of the key. Gullivan spreads it out. Looking for the cutters. Goes over to Parker Larson. Larson sneaks through the defense. Floater won't work as the rebound to Webster. Webster trying to go out to Cumberledge. And Grover going to pick it up on the baseline. Decide Jolly gets 2 points. Cumberledge rattled back there as Grover got a hand in, and Cumberledge called for the foul. Cumberledge with the forearm out there to try to make some room, but he was having trouble. He got whacked in the head there by Drover. And still trying to recover from that. 57-40 score. Goes back to 17 as here's Jolly inside. Smith with four fouls. Can't do much of anything there. Except just hands extended. And Smith across to Webster. Webster now floats a pass out to Cumberledge. In the lane goes Edmund, shot in the cylinder and popped out. And a 59-40 score with 48 seconds on the clock. Sioux Valley has outscored the boys 9-0 here out of that timeout. Here's a shot, Kehoe rebound. Smith trying to get in there, and Kehoe again. Is the foul going to be on Webster straight up? But Webster will get the call, and Kehoe will go to the line for two. This is a tired Sandpoint team here, too. They're starting to grab the knees there. Webster, Larson, Smith, two games in one day, and this is a very aggressive game, too. Lots of physical play. Second shot good for Kehoe. 1-2, it's 60-40. Here's Drover working over Smith, and Smith gets it back now down to Gullivan and to Parker Larson, and he's fouled by Cy Jolly. He'll shoot two. First foul on Sioux Valley here with 20 seconds to go in the third quarter. And Jolly picks up his second. Larson hits the first one, 60-41. Larson one more on the way, 60-42. Take it back, it'll stay 60-41. They say line violation. Okay. 18 seconds on the clock. And a little half-court pressure by Sandpoint. Bernard passes on the shot there as Kehoe goes to Cy Jolly on the baseline. Now to Bernard, drives inside, goes to Kehoe, got the two-pointer just before the buzzer. And Sioux Valley pulls away there in the latter part of the third quarter. They lead 62-41, a 12-1 run to finish out the third. We'll be back for the fourth and final quarter right here on KSDP in 60 seconds.
Don't forget to stick around after the game to hear what tomorrow's schedule will look like. We know that the King Cove squads will play in tomorrow's championship games. The Lady Eagles, I think, will play tomorrow at 9 in the morning, if I'm not mistaken, and we'll find out when our boys will play. So stick around. We'll have that all coming up at the end of the game. I want to say thanks to a quick sponsor and then get it back for the fourth quarter action. Boys are tired for this two-week road trip. Let's see if they can't rally up against the Sioux Valley Rams.
The staff and employees at Sandpoint Generating in Sandpoint say with our student athletes lacing up their shoes for another season of high school basketball, let's do all we can to attend their games. It's always good to see a familiar face in the crowd, and the kids will really be proud to see you. This community reminder brought to you courtesy of Sandpoint Generating, a community-minded business with a commitment to the education and welfare of our area children.
All right, time to go back for the fourth quarter as Sandpoint tries to push hard against the home Sioux Valley Rams.
Well, the Eagles up against it here. They've got a hole to dig out of once again as Carl Smith will try to start with the three-pointer. Kehoe races to the rebound before him, and then Smith stretches out and pokes it away from Daniels. He brings it up. Webster brings it back. Webster will shoot for three. This one misses off to the right, and so that quick start, Hope, not quite there, but just underway here in the fourth quarter. 62-41 game as a 12-1 run by Sioux Valley at the end of the third quarter. Inside the last 3 minutes, roughly, there, the boys have cut it to 10. Down to side, Jolly works his way in for two. Carl Smith with the four personal fouls. Can't do a lot offensive or defensively there as far as block shots and things. Trying to throw ahead to Dolovan, and Keogh steals it. Bernard to Drover, got 2 points. 64-41. It comes into Parker Larson, and now to Webster. At half court, taken away by Drover, and goes behind the back to two. Here's Parker Larson with it. Larson trying to work the right side there, and side Jolly will get called for the foul. One score still as the Eagles with it. Cumberledge now goes to Parker Larson trying to get through the double team, and there's a block call on Drover. Drover picks up his third. Well, you know what? It's not on Drover. It is on Drover. Okay. And for the Eagles there, the shot by Gullivan is off, and it's been our Drover bringing it up. As Sioux Valley working around the outside there, and Drover will get called for the, I'm just looking for Goodman checks in. As here's Smith over to Cumberledge, and Goodman trying to force the turnover there. And Smith gets it. Now to Manny Crone. Back to Carl. And Smith will launch from there. This one won't go, and the rebound off to Goodman. Perfect. 70-41 score. Missed one there. Here is Parker Larson for the three try. This one won't go. 70-41 it stays, and Sioux Valley throws it away. Cumberledge picks it up. Cumberledge over to Gullivan, slides inside, puts up the shot off the glass, rolls around the rim and out. Corey Harrison in also now for Sioux Valley as Drover will get it to Harrison at the high post. Back to Drover. Now to Goodman. To Harrison, to side Jolly, and over to Pinard. Pinard inside to Jolly, looking to put it up against Smith, and Smith holds his ground, Jolly will travel with it. Webster back in, is going in for a little bit there. I think giving Webster a chance to re-tighten the ankle braces there. Here's Gullivan with it. Keeps the dribble. Now to Carl Smith. Smith tries to float one in and does. Carl Smith with a pretty look there. I think it's 70-43. Good drive by Smith as it comes over to Harrison. Foul's going to be on Larson, I believe. Let's see. It is. Parker Larson picks up his first foul. As the Rams trying to get it into play and stolen away by Edmund. Cumberledge will race it up court. He's got Bernard to beat. Gets it over to Webster. Three-pointer on the way. Good for Webster. 70-46. 4:20 to go here in the fourth quarter. As here comes Drover into the lane, puts up the shot, can't get it. Rebound by Jolly, and rebound again. Now Jolly goes over the top of Cumberledge. And Cy Jolly picks up his second. His fourth, rather, Jolly. That's right. Cumberledge into Webster. Keeps the dribble. Now high over the top to Parker, and Larson gets the two-pointer. 70-48. 4 minutes to go. Again, Sandpoint, never say die with this club. They will always make a run and then another run and possibly another run. And here they are on one. Here's a nice shot by Bernard. Drives down the right side and able to lay it off the glass for two. Carl Smith with it. Goes by Snyder. Looking to pull up for three. Trying to pass inside. And the pass knocked out of bounds by the Rams. 3:36 on the clock. A 72-48 score. As it comes into Cumberledge. Edmund will drive inside, poked away there by Snyder. He's got it. Big man in the open floor. Has a knock free from behind by Webster. And Parker Larson, too long for Cumberledge. Blake Grover is going to check out for him in wait. As here's Harrison, hands off to Bernard, and a foul called. I think it'll be on Webster with the grab. No, it's going to go on Gullivan with the grab. That'll be his fifth. So Stephen Gullivan fouls out with 3:09 to go. 5 points in the game for him. And in will come Manny Crone. Emmanuel, a freshman, getting some good time on this trip. And Bernard good on the first one, 73-48. Second one on the way, also good. 2-for-2 from the line, makes it 74-48. Here's a near steal by Bernard. He does get it. As Goodman gives off to Harrison. Now to Snyder. The pitch back to Waite. Going to Harrison, or Goodman again to Harrison. That one won't work for him as Parker Larson ahead of the pack to Manny. Crone off the glass. Not there, and Snyder with the rebound. 2:43 on the clock here. Time winding down here on the chances travel for the Eagles. And now for the Rams will be Bryson Jolly, size freshman brother, getting some minutes on the floor here. 2:30 on the clock and a 74-48 score. Manny's shot misses, but there's Parker with the rebound putback. Good off the glass for two. 74-50. And with just over 2 minutes to go, here's Snyder. Spins inside and gets through. The big guy with the moves. Here's Carl Smith with it ahead to Manny. Manny keeps the dribble, kicks it back out to Smith. His three won't go, and the rebound for Simeon Waite for the Rams. As here's Cumberledge trying to get that ball back. Now Waite on the cut through, and Jolly gets him the ball, 78-50. As Webster has it. Ahead to Larson. Parker, a long three-pointer. Carl Smith will bring it out. And a timeout for Coach Brandon, just a short one. Wants to talk things over with his kids with 1:21 to go here on the clock. This one pretty much in the books. Just the score to be determined. It will be, though, the matchup for the Rams tomorrow should be a little more interesting, I think, overall, as they'll have the King Cove T-Jacks in the championship game. So Sioux Valley, on both the girls' and boys' side, got what they wanted. They kept the schedule set up, so King Cove was opposite them, so if they had to see them, it would only be in the championship round, and that's what they got. The 3 o'clock girls game, Sioux Valley, versus the rookies. The 4:30 boys game, Sioux Valley, versus the T-Jacks. Sandpoint with just 1:21 left on the clock. Sullivan fouls out. Smith has had four for much of the second half here as he picked up two fouls back-to-back in there. And at the, the out-of-bounds play, it'll be Sandpoint to inbound. Hadrecki will inbound it here as Jason looking to go into Ashton Gunderson. It's Gunderson down low. We'll go to the free throw line for a couple of shots here. Ashton just in the ball game, and that's what Brandon wanted to do too, make sure he got players in. Also in two will be Chance coming in, Griffith, and we've also got one more in there too, Devin Rule. So Devin Rule also checking in. As the junior gets in there. Here's Ashton down low. Harrison will get the benefit of the call there. Foul on Gunderson. Sends Harrison to the line for a 1-on-1. Torrey Harrison as Ashton gets the foul. Gunderson, the ninth grader, with the push on the baseline. First shot good. One more for Harrison. Rule and Harrison on the inside for rebound position for Sandpoint. And here's his shot up. Good again on the second one. Harrison, 2 for 2 from the line, makes it 80-51. 1 minute to go here as Manny will run the offense here. Krohn goes to Hadrecki, now to Ashton. Ashton over to Chance in the corner. Back up top to Hadrecki. Swings it quickly to Manny. On the baseline he goes. Back out to Adrecki, the senior, gives it back to Manny, and he's open for three. He'll try it from there. But Snyder with the rebound. Pitches it ahead to Harrison. Harrison puts it off the glass. Can't get it to go, and Sloan with the rebound. Tipped out of bounds. It'll be Sandpoint basketball, 31 seconds on the clock here. Manny will put it into play. Has Jason back there with him, and Hadrecki sets it up top. Now Hadrecki tries to go right side, scoops it over to Manny, and Krohn looks for a chance on the baseline. Comes over to set the screen, but Krohn goes back up top to Hadrecki. Jason with it, swings it to Griffith, and Griffith has his shot partially blocked there. Rebound off to Goodman, to Harrison. Not there, and the rebound to Ashton Kutcher. Or Ashton, Ashton Henderson has, that's going to be the end of the ball game. It ends with 10 points at 51, and she's sitting in the valley at 80. So the Rams pull away after the boys close it to 10, but that's all the closer they can get in the second half. After leading in that first quarter, Sioux Valley took control. And this 10-point Eagles team, well, they've had a long road, two games today. And it shows after a while it's hard to play two games at a high level in one day, especially against the host team in the nightcap. So for the boys, we'll be back with our post-game stats here. We're going to take a quick break out to KSDP Studios. And another shout-out to our sponsors here. We'll be back in 60 seconds for our post-game wrap-up and set you up for all of tomorrow's action on KSDP. Back in a minute.
All right, back in 60 seconds. Say thanks to a few sponsors. And, of course, do not forget that we will have the schedule. Carl's going to tell us when our teams are playing tomorrow, so don't go far. You want that end-of-the-game analysis, and you want to know when the schedule will be for tomorrow's games. Thank you for tuning in to KSDP.
The Alaska Commercial Company in Sandpoint, proud underwriters of high school basketball on KSDP, say with the season in full swing, let's do all we can to encourage our teams. And this may be your team's most successful campaign yet. This message brought to you courtesy of the Alaska Commercial Company in Sandpoint, a community-minded organization with the commitment to the advancement of our young people.
Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting is generously supported by the City of Sandpoint. Sandpoint is a first-class city in the Aleutians East Borough, located on Humboldt Harbor on the northwestern Popoff Island. Anchorage is 575 nautical miles to the northeast. The Sandpoint City Council meets the second Tuesday of every month at 7 p.m. in the City Hall Council Chambers. Contact the City of Sandpoint by calling 907-383-2696, emailing sptcity@arctic.net, or visiting their website at sandpointak.com.
Time for the end of the game analysis and the schedule lineup for tomorrow's basketball games. Here's Carl Pulliam with the nightcap.
And it's been a tough one here for the Eagles as they dropped this one 80-51, the final. And for the Sioux Valley Rams, they march into the championship game of their own tournament against King Cove tomorrow with the victory. For Sandpoint, they'll be playing for fifth and sixth place tomorrow against Reddington. We'll get to those times in just a minute. Sandpoint led by Sandpoint was led by Anthony Webster and Parker Larson. 14 and 15 points for those two. Carl Smith put in 11. A couple of late three-pointers in the third to get him into the 10-point bracket there. And then a two-pointer in the fourth quarter. Five apiece for Edmund Cumberledge and Steve Gullivan, the scoring for the Eagles. As they just come up short here, and a tired crew not able to sustain that good first quarter and then even the comeback in the second half. Fourth quarter belonged to Sioux Valley, as they storm away there with a, was that a 22-point fourth quarter? And it's Blake Drover coming up with, let's see, he had a total of 14 points with Dalton Pinard also with 14. Snyder picked up 6 and 13 points for Cy Jolly, leading way 19 for Daniel Keough for the Sioux Valley Rams as they win it 80-51, the final. Let's look at that for tomorrow, too. One thing about the Eagles, they don't have a lot of time to rest up. They're going